I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week, Travis is talking water management districts, Nate records from a closet, and I prove that every episode is a boat snacks episode if you truly believe in your heart.
What's new, Nate?
Did you see where gray wolves may be being delisted from the Endangered Species Act?
I did see this as a headline. I did not dig into it at all.
I didn't really dig into it either. I just saw it and in passing. I think it's a good thing. I think at this point, now that gray wolves are off the list, they can actually be managed by the states and can actually help gray wolf populations, I believe. And some people say, well, they haven't been restored to 85% of their range. Well, the argument to that is elk have only been restored to only like 13% of their range.
Right.
And they're not endangered. So that argument really doesn't hold any water. But I think it's a good thing. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic about it. Don't know that much about it yet. So
yeah,
I'm just kind of flying off the seat of my pants here.
I just saw it in passing the other day. 42 states. They want to delist it in all 42 states where the wolf is found or something like that. So all I saw was the headline, and I was like, oh, I need to flag that and go read it later, and I didn't, and then I was off to the races.
Yeah, and I also think it should probably be a state-to-state basis, because there are already a few states where they're delisted and managed
right.
I know at the state level.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. That's what's new with me. What's new with you?
Wow. Nate, like, came to play, didn't he?
I love this.
He's got, like,
this.
Transitions and stuff.
This is Wednesday, Nate.
Segways. Well, yeah, our listeners don't realize that we record at different times all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, there's early afternoon recordings when maybe there's a cold snack being passed around, and there's, you know, late at night recordings after work, and there's a lot of different variables that are not always discussed on the show. What's new with me is I've spent the last two days at the University of Florida FWC research review. Ask me how that was.
So how was that?
Exactly like it sounded. No, it's good, man. People like, a lot of folks don't know, I have a background in data analytics. So for me, that was like, it kind of in my wheelhouse, seeing some of the data and stuff. I did not realize there's a project out there called Lake Watch that already exists that has a lot of data around stuff that could be factors in measuring the health of a lake. They're beginning to compile, you know, information from DEP, information from FWC, information from folks out on the water. And I don't think it's there, but I think there's the skeleton of something that could be a super useful tool. Because to rewind a little bit, because you guys weren't at the spray meetings, one of my things about all this spray and all this water quality stuff is, why isn't there a dashboard, you know, something red, green, yellow that tells us when a lake is in decline or is in healthy state or is in distress?
That would definitely be helpful for people to kind of click on a lake and see where it's at right now.
Right.
Or within the last month or mm-hmm. whatever the metric is.
And not to get too heavy, but a big push of mine when I spoke at the commissioner's meeting was, you know, I feel like folks right now are going through grief about Florida's water. You know, you're going through grief because your fishing sucks. You're going through grief because your lake sucks, or it's dirty, or it's ugly, or you're going through grief because you see cyanobacteria floating around and stuff. And as you go through grief, you start with denial, and then you go to anger bargaining, and you want to blame somebody. And so we're all looking for somebody to blame. We want to blame Big Sugar. We want to blame FWC for spraying. We want to blame septic. And I think there's a lot of contributors in that. But I think having some sort of a dashboard or some way to disseminate this data and make some educated assessments of what's going on with these lakes is a really good idea. So super interesting to sit through that. Saw some cool data on biological controls. I mean, this wasn't just lake stuff. This was Brazilian pepper and Kogan grass, and super fascinating, some of the work that these guys do on that.
Yeah, like all the invasives.
Yeah, all the invasives. Apple snail stuff, and those guys are bad news bears. The invasive
really?
Island apple snail, yeah. They can eat like, I forget, Their body weight in Kissimmee grass a day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they're machines. Anyway, that's what's new with me. What is new with you, Miss Emily?
Well, we are 3 weeks into the Cast and Fat Blast Challenge.
Oh.
At the time this goes live. So how's everyone doing? Everyone, just wait your turn. Don't try to talk over.
I didn't want to get in front of Nate there. I can't feel my arms.
Well, last week wasn't a good week for me. I was sick most of the week, so I skipped a couple of workouts. But I'm hoping that this week is going to be better.
Yeah, you're optimistic.
Does anybody want to share any results so far?
No. God, no. My arms are going to fall off.
I'm basically sore all the time. Is that a result?
Yes,
for sure.
I feel better. Like I do. I feel.
I will tell you, barring the fact that I've been sick, I have actually felt better just in general throughout my day. A little more energy. I don't have that mid-afternoon like slump like I normally do where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
Yes.
Nate, are you in a closet? There's a light that keeps clicking on and off behind you, and all I can see
are
lines
of
boots.
I'm going to close the door.
Is that your boot closet?
No, it's not.
I
love how we always have to talk about where I'm at and what I'm wearing and aspects of my life that nobody can see or know. Yeah. Or
it's like Travis.
It's good.
Is that a Muppet Babies tattoo?
Oh my God.
Let the record show Nathan Henderson has a Muppet Babies tattoo.
Oh my gosh. It's like Travis has never done FaceTime with people before.
Right.
He's fascinated that you're in a different place.
I'm sorry. I hijacked your thing.
Anyway.
You did.
Anyway, back to the working out. But yes, I do feel a little better just in general.
Cool. I've lost at the time of the recording. I think I'm down 7 pounds. That's big time.
That's awesome.
But I feel like I'm down 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're down 25 pounds in your face.
But I could not bench press my phone right now. Because my arms are jelly.
Well, this is the best group I've ever had. They are killing it. They're coming in with the meal prep and I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, it's a good group.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
So...
what's happening today?
This is going to be this is a classic train wreck Cast and Blast Florida episode right here.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah. So just go ahead and either turn your radio off right now or just buckle in. Because.
Isn't there a holiday coming up?
There is.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Hey.
I'm not really Irish.
Turn the FaceTime off.
I'm German, which has no positive stigma.
Here's the thing. If you've listened to us for a long time, you know that we like to talk about things we already know about, people our listeners already know about in maybe different ways. So we decided what better way to discuss the outdoors in March than to draft, not as a game, but as an actual show, we're going to draft green things in the outdoors.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this idea, Nate?
It's an interesting idea.
Are you optimistic?
I've got some things, but cautiously optimistic.
So the rule is they have to be green. Is there any jury on that, the greenness of it? Like, are we accepting teal or are we, I mean, where are we at on green?
I mean, I would say any shade of green, but okay. That's open to interpretation, but.
Okay, so we're not going to draw a hard, fast line on the shade of green. Emily raised her hand. Our listeners can't see that.
I have a question. Well, I can't talk because you don't ever stop talking, so I thought I'd raise my hand to interrupt you. So here's the question. So typically if we draft something, like we draft all of it, so like if Nate says, I draft grass, does that mean I can't say, well, I draft St. Augustine grass?
Yes.
Or like once you draft a thing, it's all gone?
No, that's... I think if you draft St. Augustine grass, you've drafted St. Augustine grass.
Okay.
Why would you draft St. Augustine grass?
Well, it's green and it's outside, so it's fair game. I'm not saying that's on my list. It's not on my list.
It's not a good nitrogen uptake system over septic.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
I don't actually know that. I'm just parroting what someone else said one time.
Okay, so we're doing a green things draft.
Yes.
We couldn't even come up with a better name for it than the green things.
That's what we're going with, is a green things draft.
Okay.
So we drew straws backstage.
Oh.
And you will not believe this, but Nate.
Every time, listeners.
Got the first pick.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. I'm so good at this.
Put
straw
your
thing.
Arm down.
He's,
you are not a
actually,
champion.
He's got his arms thrusted into the air. As
you
though,
do not get a trophy.
No, I think you do get a trophy, and I think it should be green.
Well, is it? Okay, so my only problem with having the first pick all the time is, does that mean I lose every other draft before that? Because, you know, in drafts, right, the team that does the worst gets the draft first.
Well, we do it drafts. By you're here for the arbitrary drawing of the straws. It's just random, and you happen to just be better at drawing straws, well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is not based on your team's performance.
Good question.
Okay.
Like, Nate, you know this, right? Like, your hot sauces aren't lining up for battle against my hot sauces. There's not, like, a war going on somewhere where French fries are beating other French fries.
There might be.
I mean, like...
Wouldn't it be cool if there were?
It would be. That'd be a cool thing.
Have you seen... Hold on. This is just off the rails already. So, have you seen the... What's the Full House theme song over the Game of Thrones trailer?
I think I have seen
it. Okay, I'll have to send it to you if you haven't, because it's the final season and it's really well done. And I don't know why I thought of that right then, but I know you're a Game of Thrones guy.
I am.
And we were talking about theme songs and drafts at one point. So, sorry. Nate, you have the first pick in the inaugural first annual green stuff in the outdoors draft.
Green stuff draft. Okay.
For the Cure.
So my first pick, I'm a Florida boy at heart, born and raised there. I don't live there currently, but these are probably things, one of the things I miss the most about Florida, and it's palm fronds.
Boom.
Palm trees, palmetto bushes. I'm taking them all.
Okay, so you're going all disciplines of palm fronds and trees.
Yeah. That's a land grab I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, that's, I like it.
Just all anything that starts with palm olive.
No.
I'm going to take, you know, palm olive.
He didn't draft palm olive.
I didn't draft dish soap. But no, palm fronds, especially the ones that we've cut for blind material in the boat.
Or turkey hunting.
Cut for blind material for turkey hunting.
Topical.
But yeah, just palm fronds. They're green all year long. And I love them.
No, I think that's a great pick. Obviously, palm fronds was not on my list. Now, is it true? I've heard this before. There's only one palm that is native to Florida, and that is the cabbage palm or the sable palm. Have you heard that before?
I don't know if I've heard that, but I can believe that might be true, because everything in Florida is non-native. So, you know, now, I would believe that.
That doesn't include palmettos. Palmettos are not a true palm tree.
Right.
But like the sago palms you see in people's front yard, the Robellini palms, the queen palms, all the big tall ones with the long swaying palm fronds, those aren't native.
I would believe that. Yep.
As I understand it. Anyway, so I like your pick. As long as it's specific Florida palms, I like it. I'll throw some shade at it.
Cabbage palm and palmettos.
Question.
Hey, this just in. The Buccaneer palm, the Paratus palm, and the Royal palm are native.
Okay. So I was incorrect on my factoid.
Yeah.
Question. Have you ever eaten swamp cabbage?
I have.
Have you eaten swamp cabbage, Emily?
Affirmative.
Okay. For our listeners out of state, swamp cabbage is basically the heart of a little cabbage palm tree. So they go in, they clear it out, and but it's got to be young, right, when they get it?
Yeah. It's got to be small, and it's a lot of work to get to the cabbage palm or the swamp heart. Cabbage part of the cabbage palm,
so,
which is like the very center of the very center part of the trunk.
My question is, do you get that as well?
Swamp cabbage?
Yeah. Do you get swamp cabbage in with your palm tree land crab?
Well, swamp cabbage really isn't green. So
that's true. It's kind of white.
Yeah, it's like a white.
The way
fleshy.
You guys describe it, it makes me think of the mandrakes on Harry Potter when they just pull out like the plant and it's just this little baby like thing.
Screaming.
Crying and shriveling.
Yeah, that's not what it's like though.
Don't eat the babies.
I'm glad we could give a little palm tree history though for our out-of-state listeners.
Yeah.
It was a big time. Okay.
Hey, who's going next?
I have the second pick in this draft.
Okay, fine. You want to... Wait. No, why do you get the second pick?
I got the second pick when I drew straws. Do you want to trade?
Where are these straws coming from?
Do you want to trade?
Yes, I would like to go second.
What will you offer me in exchange for going second?
Can we play that music right now?
Okay, deal. You have the second pick, and because we just traded picks for the first time in the history of the draft.
Yes.
You know what we can now title this episode?
What?
The New Green Deal. Nailed it. If I could have, I would have dropped my mic, but I'm worried it would break our soundboard.
Yeah, let's don't do that.
Okay, you got the second pick.
All right.
Topical.
Does that mean we call you AOC now?
Yeah, please call me AOC.
We'll call you AOT. okay. So my first draft is, I have so many good ones, it's really hard to pick. I think I will choose guacamole.
Wait. You know this isn't a snack draft, right? Did you saw the note on this?
I got the memo on the draft, and I would like to defend myself and say that avocados, where do they grow?
Outside.
Where's the best place to enjoy guacamole, which is an avocado, basically schmished?
At a Mexican restaurant.
No, outside amongst your friends, maybe in a duck blind. It's a portable snack.
Is it?
It is. Any snack's portable if you believe in yourself. So that is my first draft pick, is guacamole.
That's your defense that it comes from outside?
It does come from outside. All parts of it. Except for the... No, it all does. It all does.
Nate, do you have any rebuttal for that?
I could have guessed if you would have given me... I would have given like every one of my life savings if, you know, in betting on the fact that she would pick some kind of food.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Is every episode... a boat snacks episode when Emily's on the episode?
Yes. Yep. It's all about food. It's like she's always hungry or
if
something.
You believe it in your heart, it's a boat snacks episode.
Did I text? I texted Travis at 4 o'clock and I was like, what's for dinner? And can you start it now? Because I am starving.
Yeah, I'm actually cooking in between takes on this.
Okay. Finally, your traded pick.
Okay. I'm going land grab here. And I think this is going to upset Nate. This is going to upset the apple cart a little bit. I'm going green iridescence in birds.
Dang, man. I had green on ducks on my list.
Yeah.
That is a bold
literally
choice.
Had green on ducks on my list.
Green on ducks.
I'm not limiting it to ducks. I'm going, because obviously ducks, you got it. The first one that came to my mind was like the wood duck. Like when you get a big stud Drake wood duck and he's got that green in his plume. Bluebills have it. Which you overlook, like when you get a big stuff.
Models will have it on their wing.
Yep. But also turkeys have it. And when you get a big Osceola and he's like all in that, got the sun
the
glistening
body feathers,
on him.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so pretty. Mm-hmm. That's the coolest green in nature. Because it's sparkly and stuff. When you're a little kid and you walk down the beach, you didn't pick up like the dull looking shells. You picked up the mother of pearl, broken, shiny stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just did. I just took the shiny stuff off the table. That was a power move.
That's a good pick. That's honestly
and I
a
could
great
only
pick.
Pull it off because he went all palm trees everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, Nate, round two. Hit us with it.
Okay. I'm going to pull one out of the Travis Thompson playbook.
Boom.
And I'm going the green backs on all the fish that have a green back. So.
Oh, my God.
So. White bait, thread fins, all the bait fish, basically. Tarpon have green backs.
Snook.
Snook can have a green back. Trout can have green backs.
Love it.
You know, all of the bass are green.
I love the hustle right here.
Yeah. So I'm going all the like shiny green on fish under the sea.
Wow.
Under the sea.
I can't argue that because that was a total power move. Nate just flexed on all of us.
I know. I'm speechless, actually.
Did that ruin your entire draft board?
I don't have fish on my board.
No, all you have is snacks. All right, what do you got? Hit us with something. That's a good pick, Nate.
Gosh, I have so many good ones. How many rounds are we doing?
Three. The plan is to do three.
And then I can do free agents.
Then you could do your unrestricted free agents.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go with Heineken.
Hang on. Heineken or Heineken bottles?
Heineken bottles of...
Okay.
Full Heineken bottles, ideally. Ideally.
Okay.
See, I'm not a Heineken fan. Like, I don't really like Heineken that much. This one's kind of just like...
love Heineken. Like, it's not my choice. But if I'm outside and I want a beer and it has to be green... Eh.
That's a sacrifice you'll make?
Yeah.
It's one you'll take for the team?
I'll drink it.
Okay. I can't say that wasn't predictable.
She's on theme.
Yeah. No, I think that was great. So I can't believe I'm getting this with my second pick. This is Nate's going to be unhappy with this one as well. Mangroves.
Dang, man, that was on my list, too.
I knew it was on his list. Mangroves is...
That's number one on my list. I just had to go with my heart.
If it's not palm trees, mangroves are the most Florida of plants, right?
Absolutely.
You know, yep. I have actually been looking on the internet for, you know those botanical plant drawings? They almost look like they're out of a science book, and it'll be like a breakdown of a plant.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've been scouring the internet for some art prints that have mangrove clippings that do like the breakdown of the mangrove tree from
that would
the
be
root
big time.
To the... I want to do them in our bedroom, awesome. But they don't exist.
That would be
so listeners of the show, look at me, look at my face. If you know about these mangrove art pieces that I'm looking for, send them to us, please.
Okay. I don't know what to do with look at me, look at my face. Like, does that even need to be discussed?
Mangrove
Not
trees
really.
Are the best.
I mean, they are their own ecosystem.
Yes.
Within the water, boundary waters of Florida. I mean, it's just yes. like mangroves are vital to the existence and life of Florida coastline.
Yes. Preach.
And they are so fun to fish around.
And
yeah.
beyond that, they help with erosion. Like, they're not just the ecosystem. Like, they go beyond that as far as like being a buttress.
Right.
That was a good one, right? Don't just laugh at me.
Your face is a buttress.
Anyway, yeah, I was happy that was still here. And I love mangroves because, you know, right now it's spring and you drive down the road. Like Emily accuses me, obviously, of having wildlife Tourette's. And you drive down the road and you'll see like a bunch of oak trees across the field. And some are bright green and some are like that fuzzy polleny green, like right, that yellowy right. green, browny green. Mangroves are consistently the same green all year round. And I love that.
Like
it's always like a
deep,
yes.
really deep, dark green leaves. It's awesome. I love the way mangroves look.
Me too.
Had Irish people lived in Florida, we wouldn't have shamrocks. We'd have mangrove leaves for a logo. Maybe not. Mm. Don't stare at me like that.
I'm just Nate, trying to understand your brain.
Third pick, Nate.
Okay. So for my third pick, I'm going to go green spent 12-gauge shotgun shells floating in the water next to the boat.
Wow.
Like, you know, Remington is kind of the green shotgun shell, right? Most yes. of their shotgun yep. shells are green. So I'm just going to go green 12-gauge shotgun shell floating in the water.
That is such a good one. I like the picture you've painted. You've painted me a picture.
I do, too. Are there any dead ducks floating in the water? Or is this because you were shooting? There's
not a
there's
chance.
Just...
Maybe
shotgun shells,
a beautiful drake mottled with some green iridescence on the wing.
Yeah,
or a beautiful drake wood duck with some green iridescence, or maybe we're in the woods and there's a gobbler Osceola with some green iridescence laying on the ground.
Wow,
I like it.
I'm there.
I like it.
Put me in the moment.
It's solid. That's a solid pick. All right, Em.
Okay. I just don't know what to do. I feel like I'm going to get made fun of.
Sour cream and onion potato chip bags?
No. That would have been a great one, though. I love those on a tomato
sour
sandwich.
Sour cream and onion Pringles can?
That's not okay. I will choose... Should I really do an outdoors one, though?
I don't care.
Okay, then
no one listening to this has any expectation of you.
I'm going to choose tennis balls.
Did you confuse the cast
Why
of blast
so
with the
funny?
With the Rack It and Stack It podcast?
Next podcast name claiming it. Rack It and Stack It. Listen, I love tennis balls. Why is this so funny? I don't
Because
know.
It's so absurd.
No, it isn't. Listen, there's so many uses. You can play tennis or racquetball. You can use them to massage knots out of your back if you have a tennis ball in a wall. And if you have a dog that loves tennis balls, you can make his little heart so happy. You just give him a tennis ball and play with him. It's my favorite.
Emily is new. I mean, relatively new to the world of bird dogs. Relatively
I
new.
I feel like I am not new at all. I feel like I'm a varsity level bird dog mom.
You are at this point, but you're still fascinated by the tennis ball thing. Like that they always love tennis balls
all
the time. All
dogs love tennis balls?
No. No.
Not all dogs. I have a dog back home that's at my parents' house that could not give two craps about any ball or toy or retrieving anything.
Weird. Okay. Well, that's my last pick, tennis balls. I think it's a good one.
That was a good pick.
Good pick.
Thanks.
Pick.
Thanks, everyone, for your support.
All right. My last pick, I got my top two picks. I'm going with my third pick here, is my Maverick.
Yes, our green boat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Affectionately referred to her as the pole dancer at my house.
The what?
I just did that to get a rise out of Emily.
He said it's called the pole dancer.
The pole dancer.
Like, did we agree to that name? And I just forgot.
I've never heard that name.
Yeah, that's
I haven't
the name.
Either.
I've never heard you refer to your boat.
I've never referred to my boat as that way. Anyway, she's just a green boat. She's pretty green. She's like that deep emerald foresty. Is that right? Emerald foresty.
Yeah,
green?
Right now she's like that deep emerald green and then a light dusting of yellow and brown.
Pollen, yeah.
With leaves.
Yeah.
She's waiting to come out of retirement. She's had a good rest. It's time.
She's ready to roll.
It's time.
In fact, by the time this airs, she's going to actually be ready to roll. So that's big time. But anyway, yeah, that's my last pick is I got to slide my Maverick in. All right, Nate. Restricted free agents. Unrestricted free agents. You can sign anybody you want here. You got anything you want to add?
Nah, I mean, you've basically copied my list. So that's all I had, really.
Okay, that's fair.
I think I'm good.
Good. I had a bunch, so y'all buckle up.
Okay.
Okay, second one on my list was Starbucks, because the Starbucks logo is green and it's outside.
No, it's not outside.
Number four on my list was green Skittles.
Not outside.
And also, I felt like an honorable mention should go to Yoshi.
Yoshi, what the heck are you talking about?
Wait,
Yoshi from Mario Kart?
Oh
my gosh,
the Mario character?
Yeah, Yoshi.
Not outside either. Also,
he's a dinosaur. He lives outside.
It's a cartoon.
Except for when he lives
in
that
video game,
that boot that he hops around in.
Okay.
But that's still outside, so I win forever.
Didn't you have a real outdoors one that you offered and then you didn't?
Oh, live oaks. I like live oaks.
There you go.
Wow.
They're pretty.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. Whoop.
We got to be a little more detailed in what we give her pre-show, I think.
I don't really think it's going to matter.
No, you don't? You don't think it'll matter at all?
I mean, it may. I don't know.
Here are my other, I had three more that did not make the draft. One was I've never owned a G. Loomis rod in my life. I've fished with them a few times on buddy's boats.
Me neither.
But I've always thought those Greenwater rods look cool.
They are cool looking.
They just look cool. Like, I mean, they've been around 15, 20 years at this point, but I've always thought they look cool. Like,
I have owned a St. Croix rod.
That's green.
Was green.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Tidemaster.
They don't look as cool though.
I think they look pretty cool. I like those rods. They're more affordable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also had lime green high visibility Suffix 832 line. Last week you mentioned Power Pro. I actually switched to Suffix last year and forgot about it.
Really?
Yeah. Just because
you didn't fish much last year.
Just
so.
Because I liked the color better.
Right.
It's a really bright lime green, and I like the visibility, especially for like night trips. You can see it. You know how some of those lights disappear in the light?
Oh, yeah.
Some of the lines disappear in the light. That lime green didn't. And for my clients, it actually made it easier because sometimes when you're fishing there, you have to watch your line as your indicator almost.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Not you don't have a bob or anything. You're fishing a live bait, and your line has a loop in it from the current, and you have to watch that line for movement. And going with that high visibility green really helped me out. So, and then the last one I didn't get to pick was Mountain Dew. I did have a snack on
it. Oh,
that's
snap.
That's a good one.
Mountain Dew, I feel like that resonates with our listeners. I feel like we have a few Mountain Dew consumers out there. Although, you know, personally, that I'm more of a Code Red guy.
I do.
But I'll pound a traditional Mountain Dew.
That's why sometimes I affectionately call you Roxanne.
Yeah.
Roxanne.
Yes.
Nope. Nate, what is your release?
So my release is a very sad thing.
Oh.
Our favorite barbecue place in Atlanta burned down last week.
Oh my goodness.
Insurance money.
Travis.
I don't know.
Have some dang empathy.
I have no connection to the Barbecue Empire of Atlanta.
Well, this particular place is called Bee's Cracklin' Barbecue, and in the last year, he's got a lot of national recognition. Like Martha Stewart came and hang out with him for a little bit, and he's won a ton of awards and all stuff. And it's literally across the street from my girlfriend's house, and we enjoy that place. And the other morning, I woke up to the news that it had burnt down.
Oh my God.
So I'm really sad about it.
Because I can't believe that Martha Stewart was there. Was Snoop Dogg also there?
Can I ask a super inappropriate question?
I don't think so.
And I don't mean this to be as inappropriate as it sounds, but did it smell terrific when it burned down?
Oh my God. No.
I wasn't there. I didn't see the actual thing burning. I just read about it and saw the carnage afterwards. But anyway, I'm super sad about it. It's going to take him a long time to rebuild.
Well,
so he's closed down for the foreseeable future.
Thoughts and prayers for you guys as you go through this.
Thanks. It's tough time.
Emily.
That's a terrible tragedy. Like, I feel that deep down inside of my soul.
I mean, what would you feel like if the Tacos My Friend truck burned down?
I would feel so bad for them, like for those people, because you get to know them.
That's me too. I feel like really bad.
Tacos My Friend is the local food truck that Emily and I frequent. Nate used to frequent with us. I will say, if they burned down, they could pull another trailer up there in about 12 minutes and be back open.
This is true. It's not exactly like a permanent structure.
God, are you made of ice?
He's got cold blood running through his veins.
It's his workout program, man. I'm solid now.
Oh, is that what it is? It's made you into a machine.
What is your release?
So I have a controversial release. And is Will going to listen to this episode?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he will, but...
Oh, God. Will, I'm sorry, but I'm releasing Longhorn, the restaurant.
Oh, no.
It's his favorite restaurant.
Yeah, he's for sure going to listen to this now, so I can be the favorite parent again.
Yeah, he's never going to talk to me again. But we went there the other night, and it was like cold food, and it wasn't very good, and I'm just like... And it's expensive to eat out these days.
Can I ask you something?
Kids. What?
Did you go to the Longhorn in Lakeland?
Yeah.
Eagleton.
Of Longhorns, yeah.
That was your first mistake right there. Driving all the way over there to go to Longhorn.
Well, the reason we went is because the kid has outgrown everything he owns. We had to buy him shoes and pants.
He's growing like an inch a minute. Yeah. So
it's upsetting how fast he's growing, and he loves Longhorn more than anything, and... He's going to feel so betrayed when he hears this. And I apologize, buddy. I'm sorry that you're
hearing this on the
radio.
I'll still go with you, Will. I'll still go with you because I love you and you're fun to hang out with. But
maybe only go to the Winter Haven
one. Yeah, maybe not the Lakeland one.
I'm going to bring snacks is what I'm saying. I'm going to bring my own snacks to Longhorn.
This is a shock to everyone that hears this.
What's your release, Travis?
My release is actually related to the outdoors. Did you see the article?
Amateur Hour.
That Ron Bergeron. Do you know who Ron Bergeron is? We talked about him a few weeks back.
I do.
He's the guy from that movie, right?
No, that's Ron Burgundy.
Oh.
Ron Bergeron is one of DeSantis's appointees to the South Florida Water Management District Governing Board. He used to be an FWC commissioner. He voted against the bear hunt while he was an FWC commissioner. Let me just get my release out there and I'll be as candid as I can about it. I hope the new governing board does a good job. Like, everyone wants them to succeed. If you don't, there's something wrong with you personally.
Right.
And I hope Ron Bergeron succeeds. But I said at the time, because he's a developer that had made tens and hundreds of millions of dollars off the district that he was going to work for, I was like, could you not find anyone else in the state that was qualified to fill this role? A week after the appointment, Bergeron, he asked for his own conflict of interest. And he wanted them to do a conflict of interest review on himself, which I appreciate him asking for that. That's a character move.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
A week afterwards, he assumed a $25 million contract with the governing board, with the district that he's taking over the governing board for, which is like 100% a conflict of interest. And everyone is messaging me, and they're like, how is this not a conflict of interest? How is this not a conflict of interest? I'm saying to you, it is. It's the very definition of it. He may be a great guy. He may be a fantastic dude. He may be the right guy. I don't understand how you can't find another right guy. He can't be the only guy that can get this done.
Right.
So either he should give up that contract or he should resign from the board and DeSantis should appoint someone else.
Agreed.
That's my release. You know what I figured out I can't handle as I've gotten older, it pushes my button more than anything else, is the hypocrisy. If you say something and you say these things and you do these other things, and it's just, I think that's what drives a lot of folks crazy about politics in general, is it's laden with hypocrisy. And this just feels so hypocritical that I don't know. It just bugs me. So that's my release.
That's a good one.
So
I agree.
Bye, Ron Bergeron.
I think he'll be around. I think we're going to have to live with him.
But oh, yeah. No, he ain't going anywhere.
I think it would be irresponsible for us to not say something about it. And like I said, he may do a good job, and I hope he does a good job. It's just a really bad optic, and it's the very definition of what a conflict of interest is. So anyway, that's my release. Keeps?
Yeah. My keep is a YouTube channel, and it's a channel called The Hunting Public. And it's a group of guys, I think they're based out of either Wisconsin or Iowa. Anyway, but they do an entire YouTube channel based on like public land hunting.
Nice.
And what they do is every fall they do a deer tour, and they go to a bunch of different states and hunt public land, like show up for like a week, try to figure it out, try to shoot a deer. And then the same thing they do in the spring with turkeys. They go to a bunch of different states, find a public land, and try to kill turkeys. And the videos are a lot of fun. They're like just a group of buddies, and they kind of, you know, mess with each other. And it's kind of, it feels like, you know, like you and your buddies going out, you know, having
like
a good
that.
Time hunting.
Fun.
And it's really cool. So if you're interested in just checking out
The Hunting Public,
The Hunting Public. Yep. That's what the YouTube channel's called.
And I'm not besmirching anybody this, because, you know, everyone listening to this knows we hold Ranella like on the highest utmost.
Right.
Ranella's the man.
Right.
Do you feel like as you advance in the public eye that there has to almost become a certain detachment because of the opportunities that are then presented to you? Because like as I listen to new podcasts, I listen to new people, they're bursting on the scene and new channels like that. Like those guys, if they blow up a year from now and start to get opportunities to go into private land hunts, how do they not take advantage of those opportunities? Or if they don't take advantage of those opportunities and keep doing what they're doing, which is admirable, do they then get penalized by sponsors, by advertisers, by things like that? Like it's a weird dichotomy to me. It's a really tough needle to thread.
Yeah, see, and my only thing about that is like, especially the sponsor thing, like the sponsors are trying to sell to the everyday guy, right?
Yep.
And most of the everyday guys out there hunt some form of public land
I
all
agree.
The time. And so I think the sponsors are going to see like, oh, these guys are like normal guys, go out and do it. Let's sponsor them because they're going to pull in some of these normal everyday guys that like to go out and do it. Like
I'm going
to
cut
warrior type guys.
I'm going to cut you off there because I think we should discuss that on an upcoming episode. Like the dichotomy that is unfolded there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get somebody smarter than us to participate in that. I don't have any ideas of anyone smarter than us that could participate, but
yeah, well, me neither, but yeah.
Emily, did you tune out?
No, I have some exciting news for my keep.
Okay.
I saw in an article that Papa John's let its customers vote on a new pizza.
Yes.
And the pizza that won is hot honey chicken and waffles pizza.
Oh, snap.
I will snap for that. It's going to have crispy chicken, waffle crumbles, bacon, cheese, and a finger-licking drizzle of spicy honey.
I am 100% in on this. 100% in.
I am stoked, you guys.
Are you?
For sure. It's coming out supposedly later this year. So just file it back.
I don't know if that sounds good to me or not.
No, I'm in. I'm 100%
in. Nate and you can split one of those.
We can each get our own.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I forgot. Forgot for listeners of the show. Emily doesn't share with anyone.
But we can eat it together.
The food.
Anyway, I just felt like the people need some hope. And
you think Papa John's is who's bringing the hope?
Why not your papa?
Because he doesn't work there anymore. He got fired for being a racist.
Oh,
Emily
no.
doesn't remember anything. Like, Emily legit can't remember 3 days ago.
I write everything down.
Yeah, she has no short-term memory on that stuff, so that's forgivable. My keep is a new app/podcast I found. Nate, I bet you know about this. Have you heard of the Go Wild app?
Actually, I don't think I have.
Okay, it's cool. You should join it. It's kind of like a social media platform. It is a social media platform built around doing stuff outdoors. it'll tie into your Garmin. So you can, okay, you can track, yep, where you're at. You can also track.
What's it called?
The Go Wild app.
Okay.
Just it's a neat little place. It's a little bit of a different place. I think a lot of our listeners, it would appeal to them. Especially, it's not like a political place. You know, there's a lot of BHA guys out there on it. So you could put as one of the activities, you select an activity, whatever you post, like a picture or a status. And, you know, they have fishing and hunting and hiking and camping. But one of them is conservation. And so if you selected that, there's a lot of pictures of folks at like BHA events and stuff, Ducks Unlimited stuff. And just thought it was pretty cool. And the guy that founded it, or one of the founders, his name is Brad Luttrell. And he has a podcast called the Restless Native Podcast. And it's actually, you know me, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't really engage with a lot of podcasts.
Right.
So I'll like jump in and jump out, jump in and jump out. And a friend of our show, Gabby Hoffman, actually tagged this in something, and I found it through her. And it's a good show. Like, I don't know that you'd love every episode of it, but if you scan the headlines, like, he talks about marketing. He talks about the influencer stuff, like we were talking about a minute ago. He interviews, like, the CEO of National Wild Turkey Federation, who's a woman, by the way.
Right on.
Yeah, it's big time. First Light, like he does some interesting conversations with some folks in the industry. Pick and choose what you want to listen to, but he sounds like a down to earth guy. I don't want to say this arrogantly. You guys know I'll say arrogant stuff all the time, but I don't mean this arrogantly. I mean this humbly. He sounds like somebody that would fit in with us. Like, he'd hang out with us. So super interesting podcast, super interesting product. I joined their social platform and been fooling around with that a little bit. So anyway,
what's their podcast called again? Nice.
The podcast is called Restless Native.
Restless Native. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll check it out.
He's got like an advertising background. His co-founder is a data scientist. So there's some, yeah, from our IT background, data analytics back, like there's
that's a good background to have.
Similarities that I love there. And he's just an interesting guy, but they talk about the same stuff we would talk about. So I think it's a good show. I like what they're doing, and I like, more than anything, I like the values. Like, even I've been talking a lot about what is the why of why you do things and how you do things and where you do things. And we try to make all of our decisions around what's the best that supports our values. You know, improving hunting and fishing in Florida, engaging people in hunting and fishing in Florida. And I like the way he kind of does it as a values proposition too. So anyway, check that out. Go cool. Wild. Restless awesome. Native Podcast. That's all. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that's it for 74.
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. For more information on the Go Wild app Travis mentioned or the Restless Native podcast, you can check out our show notes. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to leave us a review on iTunes. It's the lifeblood of the show, and we appreciate that more than we can say. For more information about who we are and what we do, you can find us online at castandblastfl.com or on social media at castandblastfl. Later.